Let's dive deep today into a story. It's an old one, but surprisingly relevant to us today. We're opening up Genesis chapter 29
Oh, good one.
to follow Jacob's journey. It's a story of, whirlwind romance and family drama and ancient wisdom that I think still has something to teach us today about love and commitment and navigating relationships.
Yeah, and what I find so fascinating about this story is that it really doesn't shy away from the complexities of human emotions. You know, it's raw, it's real, and it speaks to the challenges people face then and still face now when it comes to love and family.
So let's set the scene. Jacob, he arrives in Haran after a long journey, and he comes upon a well where he meets Rachel, right? But this isn't just any well. This one has a massive stone covering it, and it's where all the shepherds gather to water their flocks.
Yeah, and that detail about the well, the stone, it's key. You know, it's not just a random meeting. This well is a central point in the community, and right away we see Jacob stepping into this social hub.
Yeah, and he doesn't just step in. He dives right in headfirst into love at first sight. The text tells us Rachel was beautiful and well-favored, and Jacob is like immediately smitten.
That phrase well-favored is interesting. It speaks to more than just, you know, physical beauty. In that time, it also meant, you know, a sense of grace, kindness, good character, qualities that would have been like highly valued in a potential wife.
Okay, so it's this combination of beauty, inner and outer, that really like captivates Jacob. And this infatuation leads him to make a pretty bold move, right? He strikes a deal with Rachel's father, Laban. He agrees to work for him for 7 years in exchange for her hand in marriage. Talk about commitment.
And it's not just any 7 years, right? The text emphasizes that to Jacob, these years seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. That's powerful. It speaks to the intensity of his love. Love can truly make time fly, even when you're working your tail off.
Okay, but here's where the story takes that classic dramatic twist. Wedding day arrives. There's a huge celebration. And Jacob, thinking he's finally going to be with Rachel, wakes up the next morning to find Leah, Rachel's older sister. Can you imagine?
Total betrayal. And it sets in motion, you know, a chain of events that really reveals those family dynamics and the consequences of deception.
So Laban, he tries to justify this. He claims it's customary to marry off the older daughter first, but to Jacob, it feels like a total bait and switch, like a violation of their agreement.
Yeah, and that's really where the story starts to like resonate with people today. I mean, we've all experienced that feeling of being misled, you know, that sting of betrayal, whether it's in a romantic relationship or a friendship or even a business deal. When trust is broken, it can affect everything.
So how does Jacob respond to this? Does he walk away feeling cheated?
No, not at all. He's still determined to marry Rachel, even after this deception. So he agrees to work for Laban for another 7 years, 14 years of labor, all for the woman he loves.
That's intense. It makes you think about, the lengths we'll go to for love, the sacrifices we're willing to make.
Yeah, and it also raises questions about like what healthy sacrifice looks like. You know, Jacob's devotion is admirable, but is Laban like taking advantage? And when does sacrifice cross the line into self-neglect, you know, or even exploitation?
That's a good point. And then, of course, there's the impact of Laban's deception on Leah and Rachel. Leah ends up bearing Jacob many children, but she feels deeply unloved. And Rachel, despite being loved by Jacob, she struggles with infertility.
Right, exactly. Laban's actions created this web of, you know, complicated emotions, jealousy, insecurity, longing, all within the family. And it highlights how important open communication is. You need empathy when you're navigating those complex relationships.
Yeah, it's definitely a messy situation, but it's also incredibly human. Relatable, even thousands of years later.
Yeah, it really is. It's striking how, you know, the story uses these personal struggles, you know, really intimate ones, to explore these big themes like fairness, justice, and even divine intervention.
Okay, so we've got love, deception, a lot of family drama. But how does this ancient tale relate to us today? How can we apply this wisdom from Genesis to our modern lives?
Well, that's the beauty of these timeless stories, right? They act like mirrors, reflecting our own experiences and challenges. They help us see them in new
Can
ways.
you give me an example?
Okay, well, take Jacob's commitment to Rachel. It might seem like this grand romantic gesture, but it challenges us to think about the sacrifices we make in our own relationships. Are we giving too much, setting healthy boundaries, or are we letting ourselves be taken advantage of? Like maybe Jacob was with Laban.
It's a good point, you know? We often romanticize those grand gestures, but this story, it pushes us to examine the motivation behind them, both for ourselves and the people we love.
Exactly. And then there's, you know, Laban's deception. It wasn't just about, like, breaking a promise. It was a breach of trust that had a ripple effect on, you know, the whole family. And this reminds us how crucial honesty is, integrity, in all our relationships, not just the romantic ones. Think about the trust we build with friends, colleagues, even family, how quickly that trust can be broken by, you know, just one act of dishonesty.
Yeah, it's that old saying, trust takes years to build, seconds to break, and forever to repair. This story really shows that, you know,
yeah,
the long-term consequences of Laban's actions.
Right. And we can't forget that complex dynamic between Jacob, Leah, and Rachel. It shows how those unexpressed emotions and unmet needs can fester within a family. Leah feeling unloved, Rachel longing for children. Those emotions shape how they interact with each other and Jacob.
It's like a cautionary tale, you know, urging us to really prioritize open communication, empathy in our relationships, to listen to each other and acknowledge feelings.
Yeah, precisely. Like holding everything in, that might seem easier, but it can lead to resentment and pain.
And amidst all this, there's also this element of divine providence.
Mm-hmm.
It's really evident in Leah's story. Despite feeling unloved and overlooked, she finds fulfillment in motherhood. Mm-hmm. A blessing that she, you know, maybe she didn't expect.
Yeah, that's a powerful point. Even in the middle of challenging situations, painful even, there can be those unexpected blessings, moments of grace that we might not, you know, immediately recognize. Leah's story, it encourages us to stay open to those, you know, to hold on to hope even when things feel bleak.
So even though Jacob's journey is filled with trials, there's still this message of resilience, finding strength and purpose in unexpected places. It's a message that resonates across cultures and history.
Yeah, it does. It speaks to the enduring power of these narratives. They invite us to grapple with these timeless questions about love, loss, betrayal, and ultimately how we find meaning in our lives, you know, even when things don't go according to plan.
It makes you wonder, like, if you were Jacob facing that same choice after being deceived, would you have worked another 7 years?
That's a tough one, isn't it? We can analyze it, you know, weigh the pros and cons. But when you're in those intense emotions like Jacob was, logic kind of takes a back seat.
Yeah, so true. It speaks to the power of love, its ability to inspire devotion, but also its potential to cloud judgment. This story really leaves you thinking. Yeah, it makes you think about, you know, the choices we make when it comes to love.
Yeah.
And how those choices, they affect not just us, but the people around us too.
Yeah, exactly. It reminds us that relationships are complicated. You know, they have many sides to them and they require, you know, constant work, open communication and a willingness to see our own flaws and the flaws of those we love.
Yeah. And sometimes it takes, you know, an ancient story like this to hold up that mirror, right? And force us to confront those truths.
That's the power of these stories. They challenge us to look deeper, you know, past the surface, to grapple with human nature and find wisdom in the experiences of those who came before us.
So as we wrap up, you know, this deep dive into Jacob's journey, what are some of the takeaways you hope, you know, our listener will take away to think about?
Well, I hope it makes them think about their own ideas of commitment, you know, and sacrifice. What are we willing to give? And maybe more importantly, what are we willing to receive in our relationships? Mm. Are we setting boundaries, communicating our needs? These are all important questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope it also makes people think about honesty and integrity in their lives, not just romantically, but in all their interactions. How do their actions impact others? What kind of legacy are they leaving?
Those are big questions. And finally, I think Leah's story is a beautiful reminder that even in the midst of challenges, you know, there's always a possibility for growth. And those unexpected blessings, it's a call to stay open, to keep believing, and to find that resilience, even when things are tough.
That's beautifully said. So to our listener out there,
mm-hmm.
as you go about your day, let Jacob's story stay with you.
Yeah.
Let it spark those conversations, challenge your assumptions, and inspire you to really look at your own relationships with awareness and purpose.
And remember, even though it's thousands of years old, the themes of the story, you know, love, loss, betrayal, resilience, they're as relevant today as ever.
That's right. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.